Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Oh, hi. Hi.
Good morning and a happy late birthday to everyone. I haven't seen you since the holiday.
Right.
How is everyone? Good, oh, good.
Fantastic. Okay. We are currently obsessed with Cocaine Bear, the new movie.
Oh, yes.
The Elizabeth Banks movie.
Elizabeth, not coming out till February, however.
Yes, yeah, so I love that Junior is now...
Yes.
It's a rival. He probably auditioned for the part, didn't get a call back, and he was like, I don't understand why.
Yeah. He's the nemesis in the Cocaine Bear movie.
Yeah.
Dana, I read your tweet yesterday, because, you know, this we can joke and joke, but with this Respect for Marriage Act, you were just basically talking about the exhaustion of all of us that may happen to be gay, that are we have to continually watch our basic rights to be being put to a vote.
Every time. It's exhausting. It was already legal. They had to get 60 votes from senators on something that was already legal. It's the same thing. Every woman, anyone who can reproduce and understands this just exhausting process of watching our rights being either stripped away or reinforced by a bunch of people that don't live our lives. They're not in anywhere in my body anatomy.
And only 12 Republicans think you and I should have equal rights. I mean,
see, and that's the thing. I don't even think it's 12. I don't think most of them care who I marry. They just want to satisfy their base, which is even more horrifying because then they have no scruples. They have no morals, and they're just selling their vote to whoever has the biggest, you know, the highest bidder. That's the frustrating part, is that I don't think most of those people even care.
Yeah.
They just have to follow their party line and follow their base, follow their donors.
Yeah, Travis.
I look at it the other way because, you know, 25 years ago, they voted to take away a right from us that we didn't even have with the Defense of Marriage Act.
Right.
Sure.
So to me, this is like progress. This is, we're on the good side of it now.
Oh, Travis, no, 100%. This is absolutely progress. It's just exhausting. Yeah. I mean, we knew this one was going to pass. I think we all knew it would pass. We just needed to get the votes. But it's still frustrating that we have that fear if Obergefell falls. There's states out there that didn't, then they just can stop issuing marriage licenses.
Women, for 50 years, we thought Roe was never going to be, you know, that was safe. And the fact that we have to now, even though the Supreme Court has ruled something, that gay marriage is legal, we have to go, oh, maybe not. I mean, it's and that's what somebody said once, Dana, that's how you know you're a minority. If you have to have ever had to watch your rights get voted on by other people, right to vote, right to control your own body, right to marry, right?
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, Travis, and I hope you know this, and I've said it. This is a huge step forward. It's a big win for the community, and it's a message to the general public that the majority of people in this country support marriage equality, period. And that it was sort of indicative of how many senators voted. If you think about it, 70% of the country supports this, and that's sort of what we got was 70% of the Senate.
Yeah,
a little bit less than that, but still.
Yeah, absolutely.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
So what that was a tantalizing little tidbit about Jen Psaki saying her sources at DOJ.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, this was a BFD. I know we all have fatigue, speaking of being exhausted just from Mueller and whatever, just us going, oh, we've got him. But I do think seditious conspiracy is legally very difficult to prove. And I think that this was a big win for the government. And I think it speaks well to what's coming, I hope, don't you?
100%. I think it sets precedent going forward. I think Tario, it may think differently about what's about to happen to him and realize that maybe I shouldn't go to prison for 12 years for Flynn or any of those people that he's protecting. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and on what time frame? I mean, you know, this January 6th report, I feel like it's going to be significant. I know people were saying even before the midterms, oh, no one cares. I think people did care. And they said they were voting on democracy.
100% people cared. I mean, this switched. We listened to it, stories that we have family members that were like, I voted for Trump twice, but this was the final straw, like the attack on the Capitol and the fact that he tried to overthrow the government and, stop the peaceful transfer of power. Somehow it wasn't the babies in cages and it wasn't making fun of people that have disabilities and it wasn't, you know, sexually assaulting women. It was that he led this attack on the Capitol and let it happen. That was the deal breaker for some Trump supporters. And now they're switching parties or they're staying silent in elections. And so there are people that care about this, even on that side.
Dana, as you were speaking about respect for marriage and I think, you know, Republican family values, I think we had some more breaking news. Herschel Walker, what now? Herschel Walker, so who?
Five exes have come forward alleging violent behavior and abuse.
Oh, five more Herschel five Walker more. Exes have come forward.
Yep. Violent behavior and abuse.
Violent behavior and abuse.
Yeah. There's a photo of Herschel Walker with an ex-girlfriend. They're bike riding. And I squinted and it came through my Twitter feed. And at first I was like, is that Stephanie? We need to talk about her choices. But it wasn't. It wasn't. This ex is like he's not well. He's unstable. He's got little to no control. He shouldn't be anywhere near being a state senator. He's a pathological liar. This is his ex-girlfriend. They were together for 5 years.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. I keep saying that I'm hoping we're at the end of our what the hell Herschel. It's so cringeworthy and sad, the whole thing. Like even playing the sound bites just makes me like, ugh, you know, it's just so.
Early voting looks really good. And I'm glad Democrats weren't like, oh, we've got the Senate because this extra seat gives us a lot of power where we don't have to bargain with McConnell as much. And we've got subpoena power and it changes things and it helps us with the judiciary. And so I do think, I hope that people, that if you're listening in Georgia and you're a Democrat or you're an independent and you're like, you know what, we already got the Senate, voting looks good, I'm going to sit this out. Please do not. You've got
Please
5 days. Yeah. You've got 5 days before this runoff. Just get out and vote.
Yep. Dave in Minneapolis, you're on with Dana. Hello, Dave.
Good morning, Steph. Good morning, Dana. I just want to say a thank you to you guys. I mean, nothing special. Of course, you are special. You know that. But the
and when the official Lutheran pastor tater tot casserole maker of the Stephanie Miller Show says that,
I know. Can you, and you know, I'm going to invent a hot dish and name it after you. The thing that, since you were talking about Herschel Walker just a little bit ago, that where he was saying, "Well, I've been washed in the blood of Jesus."
Yes.
I just curdle at that stuff. It's for one thing, it's not inclusive of other faiths and people who, share in that kind of religionist outlook on life. And it's somehow saying, well, I've got this magic shield around me that nothing can harm me. It's really an abuse of what spirituality is about. And what I think is so great about you guys is that you're flipping the tables on this hypocrisy. You know, one of the things Jesus did is he went to the tabernacle and all these people were doing bad things and cheating poor people out of their money. And he started flipping the tables and, you know, saying, this is not what this is about. This is what it's about. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's what it crossed my mind as I was listening to you today. Keep flipping the tables. Keep showing where hypocrisy exists. And don't let these people with this feigned religiosity kind of put the kibosh on pointing that out, because that's why they do it. They think, well, if I quote Jesus, then they won't be mean to me. And that's just BS.
Yep. We are table flippers. Thank you. We appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I was washed in the blood of Jesus. You fell asleep in a bottle of wine, Herschel Walker. That wasn't the blood of Jesus.
Wait, I just...
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yes, and since we brought it up, you have to engage in this segment of What the Hell, Herschel, because somehow it's connected to watching TV or
takes a turn.
Something.
What?
I don't, okay.
So I got washed in the blood of Jesus at that time, and my life blossomed. And God said, you're ready now. And so all of a sudden, I started watching television. And I'm telling you, don't be watching TV. What? Because it would totally confuse you.
So he was watching the blood of Jesus. He started watching television, but you should not watch television because it's confusing? Is that?
He's mentally ill. He's sick. I mean, it's almost gets to the point when it stops being funny that it's just sad. It's sad watching this man being paraded out in public. We've got these two, and I mean, I say it, whether you like the optics or not, you've got two white men sitting around him, making sure he's saying the right thing, doing the right thing for their party. It's gross. It's so gross.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm talking about Cruz and Lindsey Graham in almost every interview. They're sitting next to him just so he doesn't say something wrong.
And he does anyway. And then watching the look on their face is like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay. We haven't gotten off the subject very long of Cocaine Bear. So Paul in Omaha brings us back to the original. Yes. Our original sin.
Actually, it's, you know, for 3 days, it's been discussions of malls and Cocaine Bears.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So here's the chance to bring it all together. The original Cocaine Bear is on display at the Kentucky for Kentucky Fun Mall in Lexington.
The Fun Mall.
Fun? Wow. Oh, it is really?
Fun? Wow!
Wow.
Is it still twitching from all the cocaine?
Is
it animatronic or is it just stuffed?
It's taxidermied.
Oh, it's taxidermy. So they can't make it twitch
from
cocaine tremors? No?
There's a way. Where there's a will, there's a way.
That's
at
for
the
sure.
Fun Mall.
Okay. All right, Dana. Well, welcome to the pre-vacation Stephanie Miller
Oh, you
show.
Missed all the Harmar Mall discussion, Dana.
Oh, boy.
I did. I'm also needing to catch up on Cocaine Bear. I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone right now with this conversation.
Well, Cocaine Bear eats Harmar Mall, also a winner, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It's a franchise.
None of those words made sense to me just now.
Yes.
I feel like I'm
All
talking
right.
to Herschel Walker.
Okay. Cocaine Bear goes to Mar-a-Lago. Uh-huh.
Okay, Harmar Mall is in Minnesota, and our listener Robin called in with a fantastic story about how she met Mike Lindell when he only had a kiosk at the Harmar Mall. Before he was
amazing.
Like pillow guy, and he sold his pillows at his little kiosk, and he told her how sweaty he was, and that's why his pillows are washable, because he's super sweaty.
And Bed Bath & Beyond told him to get out.
Yeah,
he tried to go into Bed Bath & Beyond to sell them, and they said, we need you to leave now. Okay.
I mean, that's the American dream. You can start at a mall kiosk and end up in prison.
There you go. Thank you, Dana.
It wouldn't be his first time in prison, to be fair.
True. No. And he also had a cocaine habit, much like
Cocaine Bear.
Thank you.
He could be cellmates with Cocaine Bear.
Bring it around.